This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. McDonald's is telling franchisees to open this year on Christmas Day. That comes from an internal memo leaked to Advertising Age magazine. Turns out deciding to open on Thanksgiving this year gave a nice boost to McDonald's sales, and they love a repeat performance. My regular Tuesday guest, Julie Niemann, is an analyst with Smith, Moore & Company, and she is here live as always. Hey, Julie.
Morning, Jeff.
This looks like McDonald's doing what many other retailers are doing more generally, trying to wring as much from holiday consumers and from employees as they possibly can.
Well, that's it exactly. Retailers are always out to extract as many of your dollars as possible. Now, the Thanksgiving taboo was broken by even bigger doorbusters. Stores stayed open later and longer, and it worked. The specials really did increase the sales growth. And now Christmas, which is the last taboo, is being broken. All the retailers and McDonald's, presently holidays are presented as work opportunity days. Well, welcome to the office. The trend started there with soft holidays like President's Day. Those were presented as work opportunity days. But it's all about productivity. Do it more, do it better, do it for less cost. How much can you do? Well, for most places, Christmas is the only day left. That's the only source of productivity, and that's probably pretty close to an end.
I know you've been keeping an eye on retail inventories, and just quickly, in terms of stocking up for the holiday rush, does it look like stores have got it about right?
Well, they've got both. Online and bricks and mortar becoming even more promotional, and this will be a big bang weekend. I do windshield surveys. I check out parking lots, shopping carts, walk through the stores. There may be a lot of promotions, but the inventories are really lean. Christmas decorations are gone. Winter wear, glamour wear, that's looking a little thin. Even electronics are pretty sparse here. So how do you get with all those Christmas gift cards? You thought you were going to clean up after Christmas sales?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. You're going to have a new, fresh, full-priced inventory waiting your attracting dollars.
Julie Niemann is an analyst with Smith, Moore & Company with me from St. Louis. Thanks, Julie.
You bet.